Well, of course, with current situation as it is, a lot of people putting moving plans on hold. Buying and selling houses is not quite the easy stretch that it used to be, or certainly was a few months ago. A lot of people looking to do home improvements instead, and I thought it'd be a good opportunity to take a look at some of the opportunities for home improvements. I'm joined on the line by Wayne Herbert of Gap Home Improvements. Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Neil. How you doing?
Good, thanks. You all right?
Yeah, not too bad.
And you guys are just opening in Cambridge, aren't you?
Yeah, correct. We was a local company around sort of St Neots, Huntington, Bedfordshire, but we're moving over to the Cambridge area now, expanding the business as it's been quite good at the moment. Orders have been getting in a lot, so we're sort of expanding the move, moving into the Cambridge areas now.
Well, I was going to say, a lot of people putting the actual idea of moving house on hold and going, you know, we're just going to stay here, aren't they? Because no one knows quite what's going to happen. I mean, home improvements has been a thing since man invented the house, I guess. Where are we at nowadays? Is it still your typical UPVC windows and doors?
No, there's lots of different choices now. You have composite doors, you have aluminium, wood, timber. There's lots of different choices when it comes to windows and doors. There's conservatories, warm roofs, flat roofs with rubber installations now, and cladding, fascia soffits and gutters. There's lots to choose from now.
And is it pretty much a case of you can do anything to any home, or are there things you can do and things you can't do to a house?
The things that we look to improve as Gap Home Improvement is windows, doors, conservatories, fascia soffits, externally stuff. We don't get really involved in interior like kitchens and stuff like that. So it's basically the improvements on the exterior of the house.
Okay. And I'm guessing there's parts of Cambridge, you drive around Cambridge and you 1 minute you've got a Victorian townhouse and then next to it there's some sort of 60s modern build type thing that went on.
Yeah.
I take it there's a range of windows because some of these people, so much of Cambridge is in conservation areas and things like that, isn't it?
Correct, and there's some that's great listed buildings and stuff, which you can't put modern products into that. So you look at more wood or secondary glaze units, which are very popular. That will help you get the double glaze effect, but not actually changing the grade listed timber, which you're not allowed to do.
And I'm guessing as well, colours must be a thing as well. You can't take an old Victorian house and suddenly have bright white UPVC windows. So I'm guessing colour matching must be a trick, isn't it?
There is so much range of colours now. There's hundreds of different colours to choose from, so we can match in pretty much what's available on the house now. It's depending on the customer, what they are allowed to do to their house. So sometimes we can't just go in and put UPVC in. Sometimes you have to have aluminium, timber. So there's sort of products for houses that suit that house rather than stuff that sometimes you can't get what the customer wants. So they might have a timber and they want a UPVC, but it's down to what that area specifies.
Sure. Okay. And I'm guessing as well, being that, you know, Cambridge is fairly eco-friendly, well, I think we like to think we are, that's heating bills, being environmentally friendly, this whole green agenda, matching that all in.
The products now, minimum standards are an A rated, but there's A plus rated now. It's like what you get on electrical goods now. Everything has to run at a more energy efficient standard. So some of the products that are in customers' houses now, they've bought 15, 20, 30 years ago. When it looks at the scale, it might be right down on a G.
I can imagine.
So it's very inefficient, but nowadays when you're changing products, it has to be an A-rated product to what the customer should really be looking at, a minimum standard. When they're replacing something now, when something's failing, you have to replace it you'd want to replace it more of energy efficiency. So it sort of adds, when you're coming to sell the property, people look at what you've done to a house now, so energy efficiency and stuff like that. And it can make house prices vary, because if you're buying a house and it's up to a certain standard, you can demand more money for your property.
Yeah, so it's money well invested, in other words.
100%, yeah.
You mentioned earlier, you said conservatories and extensions, and it strikes me that perhaps the old-fashioned conservatory is, it's more of a garden room people are after nowadays. Have you seen a change in the way people put things on the back of their houses?
100% back sort of 20, 25 years ago, people used to put polycarbonated roofs on top of their property.
Boiling hot in summer, freezing cold in winter, and if it rained, it sounded like peas on a drum.
Oh, 100%. It sounds horrendous. But that's what was on offer back then. So modern technology, as we go through, then it went into glass roofs, which are still popular. But if you get the right glass on the roof, you can actually get that room warmer. But what people are more moving to now is reclaiming that room. Right. So the tiled roof extensions is what people are going for. And that what we do is take off the whole roof of the existing conservatory and build it with an insulated roof. Most companies out there use metals or aluminium reinforcements, but that sort of is not very good for heat retention. So that's one way of the cold coming through. But if you like looking in your house and you went in the loft, you don't see metal frames everywhere.
Sure.
It's all timber. That's the way the modern, it's more inside. It's an A-rated frame now because wood is more warmer. And the time we put our special coatings inside to make the insulation, you actually can use that room all year round.
It's more like it, isn't it? And as you say, you know, space is at a premium in Cambridge nowadays, isn't it? And some people, quite small houses, quite long back gardens, though. And you can easily, you know, stick a good living room on the back, can't you now?
As well as what people don't realise as well, is an actual garden room we can do. So as down at the, say, your back of your house, you can actually build what we call a garden room. So it looks like a wooden type shed with a tiled or a flat roof on it. Some people in Cambridge use them gyms, offices. So your house is your house, and then you have a separate sort of living space that you can go to work, use that as a space that you separate your house from your work. There's loads of options now to choose from. You don't have to just have a conservatory.
That sounds like a good idea. I'd love going. The idea of going down the bottom of my garden, that would work perfectly for me. In terms of the cost of these things, again, sort of going back historically, it always seemed like it was quite an expensive way of doing things. Are there grants and stuff? With COVID, we seem to have heard a lot from the government about home improvement grants. Are there schemes about? Has stuff been announced?
Stuff have been announced, but it's the same thing. The government's released to say that there is a grant, but they haven't specified what the grant's for yet. So we're all sort of on eggshells at the moment, waiting to hear what that grant's for. There are some people turning around and saying that it's for people with old single glaze, getting them from single glaze to double glaze. But there's nothing actually firmly out there to say what it's going to be, but that's sort of what we're hearing. So it's nothing in writing yet, but we're all sort of waiting to hear. There's some customers that we've said that they're waiting to hear before they change, but there's nothing in writing yet to say what it's for.
Oh, we'll keep an eye on those announcements from the government as they come through. All right, Wayne, listen, it's lovely to meet you for the first time. We're going to meet again over the coming weeks and months. We're going to talk about some of these individual things like energy efficiency and that in more detail. But for now, thanks ever so much indeed for joining us, Wayne.
Thank you very much. Cheers, Neil.